Good morning. It's November 16th, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This discusses Tesla's recent stock performance and its entry into the $1 trillion market cap club, according to the Motley Fool. Data shared by Motley Fool suggests that Tesla is experiencing significant stock volatility following the election of former President Donald Trump. Initially, the stock surged due to perceived favorable ties with the Trump administration. But it later faced challenges from tariffs and underwhelming performance in its electric vehicle sector. However, recent developments, particularly the soft launch of Tesla's robotaxi service in select cities, have propelled the stock back toward record highs. Analysts are optimistic about Tesla's potential to lead in the emerging robotaxi market, with plans to expand its fleet to various major cities in the near future. Currently, the stock is viewed as a battleground on Wall Street. Research from TipRanks shows that out of 34 analysts covering Tesla, 14 recommend buying, while 10 suggest holding, and another 10 advise selling. The average price target indicates the stock could decline by approximately 11% from current levels. Tesla's valuation remains a hot topic among analysts, while some express concerns that the stock is overvalued at over 250 times forward earnings. Others, like Dan Ives from Wedbush, maintain a bullish outlook, projecting significant growth and a price target of $600, which implies a 40% upside. Ives believes that Tesla's ventures into autonomous vehicles and artificial intelligence could unlock a market worth over $1 trillion. As this debate unfolds, it's important for investors to weigh the potential risks against the rewards, especially given the ambitious plans Tesla has laid out. The company's future will depend on how effectively it navigates these challenges while capitalizing on its innovative capabilities.
This report addresses Plug Power's ambitious plans for profitability and its current challenges in the green hydrogen market, as discussed by the Motley Fool. Plug Power is positioning itself to achieve positive operating income by the year 2027 and overall profitability by 2028. The company, known for its hydrogen fuel cell technology, has deployed a significant number of fuel cell systems and fueling stations across the United States, claiming to operate the largest green hydrogen plant in the country. However, despite this pioneering role, Plug Power's stock currently trades at a low price, raising questions about its financial health. The company has experienced substantial losses, which have resulted in a dramatic increase in its outstanding shares, diluting the value for existing shareholders. While revenue growth has been impressive over the last decade, the latest figures reveal a decline in net revenue, alongside a notable increase in net losses. In an effort to stabilize its finances, Plug Power is implementing a cost-saving initiative called Project Quantum Leap, targeting significant reductions in operational costs through various efficiency measures. While the company is struggling, it has seen some success in its electrolyzer sales, which enable businesses to generate their own hydrogen. Looking ahead, Plug Power is also exploring new opportunities in the artificial intelligence data center market, which could provide a much-needed boost to its growth potential. The recent signing of a non-binding letter of intent with a major data center developer could further enhance liquidity for the company. In conclusion, while Plug Power faces significant hurdles in its quest to become a leader in the green hydrogen sector, its potential to tap into the growing AI data center market might make it worth monitoring for future investment opportunities.
This report discusses Japan's plans to reform its cryptocurrency regulatory framework, including tax changes and new disclosure requirements. According to a recent report from Cointelegraph, Japan's financial services agency is set to reclassify cryptocurrencies as financial products, which would subject them to stricter regulations for the first time. The proposal aims to introduce mandatory disclosures for 105 cryptocurrencies traded on domestic exchanges, requiring exchanges to provide detailed information about these assets, including their issuers and volatility profiles. This marks a significant shift in how digital assets are viewed in Japan, bringing them under insider trading regulations. Additionally, the agency plans to lower the tax rate on cryptocurrency earnings from a staggering 55% to a flat 20%, aligning it more closely with capital gains taxes on stocks. This move could encourage more investors to engage with cryptocurrencies, as the current tax burden has deterred many. Furthermore, the FSA is also looking to tackle insider trading by prohibiting individuals with access to non-public information from trading on upcoming developments related to these digital assets. In a related initiative, the agency is considering allowing banks to hold cryptocurrencies for investment purposes, which could further integrate digital assets into the mainstream financial system. These developments signal a significant regulatory shift in Japan's approach to cryptocurrencies, highlighting the country's efforts to create a more structured and transparent market.
This report discusses dividend-paying stocks recommended by top analysts amidst a volatile U.S. stock market, as noted by CNBC. The current market conditions are marked by concerns about the valuations of technology and artificial intelligence stocks, combined with an uncertain economic landscape. In light of these challenges, investors looking for passive income might benefit from adding dividend stocks to their portfolios. Though selecting the right ones can be daunting, top analysts from Wall Street have highlighted several attractive dividend stocks with solid fundamentals. For instance, Diamondback Energy, which focuses on oil and natural gas reserves in the Permian Basin, recently exceeded expectations with its third quarter results. The company returned approximately $892 million to shareholders, which represents half of its adjusted free cash flow. Through share repurchases and dividends, Diamondback declared a base cash dividend of $1 per share, set to be paid out in mid-November, resulting in an annual yield of 2.8%. RBC Capital's analyst has maintained a buy rating on Diamondback, projecting a price target of $173. Another notable mention is Permian Resources, which also delivered strong earnings in the third quarter. The company declared a base dividend of 15 cents per share for the upcoming quarter, translating to an annual yield of 4.5%. The same analyst from RBC Capital reaffirmed a buy rating with a price target of $18, pointing to the company's impressive operational performance and projected production growth. Lastly, Duke Energy, an energy holding company, reported better than expected earnings. The company declared a quarterly cash dividend of $1.65 per share, leading to an annual yield of 3.4%. An analyst from Evercore has also expressed optimism about Duke Energy's future growth prospects, supported by a significant capital plan for the coming years. Overall, these stocks not only offer dividends, but are backed by solid operational performance and growth potential, making them worth considering for income-focused investors navigating the current market volatility.
This commentary focuses on Warren Buffett's upcoming departure as Chief Executive Officer of Berkshire Hathaway and insights from his latest letter to shareholders. Motley Fool analysis shows that Buffett emphasizes the importance of patience and understanding luck's role in investing, especially for younger investors facing financial challenges. Buffett's acknowledgement of luck in both personal and professional success highlights the uneven playing field in wealth accumulation. Many individuals, especially younger generations, struggle with significant barriers like student loans and rising housing costs. According to Motley Fool's findings, only one-third of millennials are homeowners by age 30. A stark contrast to previous generations, illustrating the increasing difficulty of building wealth. Buffett encourages investors to focus on long-term strategies rather than get discouraged by immediate market fluctuations. He notes that investing consistently, even in small amounts, can lead to substantial growth over time, due to compounding returns. For instance, a young investor who saves $6,000 a year could accumulate over $2 million by retirement, despite starting with less capital than older counterparts. Furthermore, Buffett stresses the importance of emotional resilience during market volatility, reminding investors that even established companies like Berkshire Hathaway can experience significant drops in stock price. He advises against fixating on past mistakes and urges investors to learn from their experiences. In conclusion, Buffett's latest insights serve as a valuable reminder that successful investing requires a long-term outlook and understanding of market dynamics, and a focus on quality companies rather than fleeting trends. Whether new to the market or seasoned, investors can benefit from adopting a patient and disciplined approach. This commentary focuses on the common pitfalls investors encounter when considering selling Bitcoin. Fresh reporting from Motley Fool reveals that during turbulent market conditions, many investors struggle with the urge to sell Bitcoin based on emotional reactions rather than solid investment fundamentals. The article highlights that short-term price fluctuations can trigger panic selling, which often undermines a long-term investment strategy. Investors are reminded that over a longer horizon, Bitcoin's limited supply tends to create scarcity, which historically has driven prices up over time. Instead of worrying about immediate price changes, prospective investors are encouraged to think in terms of years rather than days or weeks. Another point made is that some investors are tempted to sell Bitcoin to chase gains in other high-performing stocks, often referred to as the Magnificent Seven. However, this performance chasing can lead to buying at the wrong time and missing out on potential future gains from Bitcoin. The key takeaway is to maintain a balanced approach to investment, allowing for holding positions through market ups and downs rather than making impulsive decisions. The report also addresses a misconception that the influx of institutional investment in Bitcoin indicates limited upside potential. In reality, increased buying from financial institutions and the introduction of Bitcoin exchange-traded funds could reduce volatility and enhance overall market stability. This suggests that, despite price fluctuations, the long-term outlook for Bitcoin remains positive due to increasing demand and a shrinking supply. In summary, the Motley Fool's insights encourage investors to stay focused on their long-term strategies rather than reacting to short-term market movements. This report discusses Brookfield Asset Management's projected dividend growth and business strategy. In a new piece by Motley Fool, it was noted that Brookfield Asset Management anticipates a dividend increase of 15% annually over the next 5 years. The company follows a straightforward business model, primarily earning fees from managing investments for others. The focus on growth is particularly significant, as it suggests that dividends could potentially double within that 5-year time frame. Currently, Brookfield offers a dividend yield of about 3.2%, which aligns closely with other major asset managers like BlackRock and Blackstone. This yield can provide both a steady income stream and serve as a metric for assessing the stock's valuation. To maintain that yield, following a dividend increase, Brookfield's share price would also need to rise, reflecting the fundamental relationship between dividend yield and stock price. The company manages approximately $1 trillion in assets, but it's essential to watch its fee-bearing capital, which is around $560 billion. Brookfield plans to significantly grow this figure to $1.2 trillion by 2030, driven by investments in infrastructure, renewable energy, real estate, private equity, and credit, all aligned with major global trends like decarbonization and digitization. If Brookfield achieves its goal of doubling its fee-bearing assets, it could substantially enhance its earnings and correspondingly its dividends. The company's track record of meeting previous growth targets lends credibility to these ambitious plans. With a solid yield and a strategic growth plan, Brookfield Asset Management could be an attractive option for both income-focused and growth-oriented investors. While market fluctuations could pose challenges, historical performance suggests that any downturns would likely be temporary. For those looking at long-term investments, Brookfield Asset Management is certainly worth considering at this time.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.